coming up on All Access.
Welcome to Foxborough's Gillette Stadium and the AFC Championship game.
Let's go!
The play fakes to White. He looks down the middle. He fires, and the ball is caught in the back of the end zone by Danny.
It's a catch.
Amendola! Touchdown!
Great coaches around here that put you in position to make plays, so, and great teammates, so it's a fun organization.
Yeah, let's go!
I love when the lights come on in Foxborough in January and February.
Let's go! Are you kidding me? Let it go, baby!
It's great to be working at this time of year, that's for sure. A lot of credit to our staff and our team. It was a great win against Jacksonville.
And they're bound for Super Bowl 52 in Minneapolis.
For the 10th time in franchise history, the New England Patriots are American Football Conference champions. And on February 4th, they'll be playing in Minnesota, attempting to win their sixth Super Bowl title. Hello and welcome to Patriots All Access, presented by GEICO. I'm Steve Burton. The Patriots punched their ticket to Super Bowl 52 with a thrilling come-from-behind victory over a worthy Jacksonville Jaguars team. It will be a rematch of Super Bowl 39 when the Patriots play the Philadelphia Eagles. We'll preview the Super Bowl. But we'll kick off our show with the sights and sounds from the win over the Jaguars.
Let's go! Let's go!
The sounds of the game are brought to you by Bose, the official sound of the New England Patriots.
Precision, execution, and focus. Physicality, all game. Refuse to lose every rep. Every rep, I need my dogs today, baby. Let's go, boys. Dogs, one, two, three.
Welcome to Foxborough's Gillette Stadium and the AFC Championship game. Fournette runs it to the left. He stood up.
Yeah, we'll keep rolling. You run. Keep shutting that run game.
Hand off to Wise, wrapped up by Boyer. Open Mercedes Lewis. Jacksonville touchdown.
Driving forward and Fournette.
Touchdown as the Jaguars expand their lead.
But if we don't start playing more aggressive, tackling better, and keeping our leverage, none of that matters. You understand me? It's about fundamentals. We're way too passive right now. I'm just telling you. Let's go. Let's go.
More aggressive. More aggressive, more physical. Everything, all right? Gotta do everything better. Yeah. Just get the drives going, right? Get a little rhythm.
Yeah.
So listen, take it upon yourselves. Do your job great. Do it great. And you don't need to do the impossible.
Yeah.
Go down and score, huh?
Brady takes the snap, hands it to White, runs it left into the end zone.
Touchdown!
Patriots! Wow.
Let's go!
The snap is down, the swing of the right leg, the kick is driven to the uprights, and the kick is down the middle, it's good.
We need to take these 3-yard gains, keep bringing our feet, turn them into ones. You with me? We gotta get two yards shaved off of these. Let's get ourselves to start them off.
Whatever it takes, boys, whatever it takes.
Time is running out of the pass with 12:03 to go in the AFC Championship. Fires to the far side. Cooks makes the leap. Outstanding throw by Brady.
First down!
Brady throws down the middle. Catches it. Danny fights for the football. Takes it away from the safety.
Tom takes the snap. Throws down the middle. Catch by Amendola.
drives to the end zone. Touchdown, Patriots.
We got life.
Dropping back. He's pressured. He's hit. And he throws incomplete as Bortles winds up on the deck. Jaguars defending with a 20-17 advantage over the Pats.
White the single back with Brady up under center. He takes the snap. He play fakes to White. He looks down the middle. He fires and the ball is...
Fabulous sights and sounds, and we'll have more on-field and locker room celebration coming up later on the show. I'm joined now by Mike Reese and Paul Perillo. Let's talk about that game for just a second, because were you surprised Jacksonville was able to control the game
the way they did?
This
is what happens when we don't have our little round tables in the show. We don't get to give our predictions. This is exactly the way Mike and I assumed that the game would play out. We got all kinds of texts and messages on social media.
But we're fresh, though.
Where's Mike and Paul? I want to know what happened.
We're fresh.
Everybody would have known exactly what was going to happen had we had the round table last week.
Oh, let me just echo what Bill Belichick said earlier this week. It feels good to be working, doesn't it? I mean, here we are still talking football.
Yeah. Right.
But for a moment there, Steve, I was surprised. I was wondering if this was going to be the end of the road with the Jacksonville Jaguars, of all teams, coming into Gillette Stadium and beating the Patriots. I mean, going into the fourth quarter there, that was very much in doubt for me that the Patriots were going to be able to...
Absolutely,
I had doubt.
You had to.
What? I did not. No. 28-3, guys, last year. You can't doubt this football team. When do you think the turning point was of this game?
There were a few different times where I thought Jacksonville made some key mistakes, but the one that really stuck out to me... They have a 20-10 lead with about 10 minutes to go and a 3rd-and-18 deep in their territory. If they get a stop there, if that's an incomplete pass, 4th-and-18, Bill's probably going to punt. He's not going to go for a 4th-and-18 deep in his own territory. Now you're talking about, you get a first down or two, you're probably going to close out the game with a 10-point lead. I thought Amendola's catch over the middle on that play really changed the whole tenor of the stadium at the time. There was suddenly hope on that play.
And Bill Belichick was terrific explaining that play and how they were in a quarters coverage and Danny Amendola just flashed, just for a moment, Tom Brady making a great throw. So I loved Belichick sort of detailing that play and how it unfolded, you know, that was one definitely to mark. For me, it was Deion Lewis's fumble that the Jaguars recovered, right, and had the referee not blown the whistle, I mean, that would have been
a touchdown.
Could have been game over, Steve, you know? And so when
but
we talk
Steve
about...
wasn't worried.
No, I'm not. And no.
When we talk about turning points, to me, that's a critical point to also mention as well.
But don't go far. Do not go far. Okay. We'll be back with more Patriots All Access right after this.
Coming up on All Access,
we sit down with Patriots cornerback Stephon Gilmore.
They ran that same route on me early in the game, and I kind of anticipated it, and I just had to make the play. It was just me and him.
And later, what are the best catches in Danny Amendola's Patriots career?
So many on his drive.
You're watching Patriots All Access.
Patriots All Access is brought to you by Bank of America, the official bank of the New England Patriots. By Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots, pursuing performance excellence through the power of teamwork. And by Pepsi, official soft drink of the New England Patriots.
First down, back to throw is McNabb. Here's the rush. He looks. He fires. It is intercepted. Picked off by Rodney Harrison. Second and goal, Philadelphia 4. Brady calling signals. Back to throw. Looks, looks, looks. Fires to the right. Touchdown. Touchdown. Right side of the end zone to David Gibbons. Snap to McNabb. Back to throw. Looks. Fires left. Intercepted. Rodney Harrison at the 20. He falls down, and that is it. And the Patriots are world champions again. 24-21. Back-to-back. World championships. 3 out of 4. Yes, it's a dynasty.
Welcome back to All Access, presented by GEICO. What's on tap for the Patriots this week? Dan Roach tells us this is an important work week for the team in preparation for Super Bowl 52.
And they're bound for Super Bowl 52 in Minneapolis.
After securing their third trip to the Super Bowl in the past 4 seasons, 24 hours later, it was still sinking in.
That's unbelievable. I don't know if any of this has hit me yet. Man, I'm so excited, so honored to be a part of this, and looking forward to another great game.
Lots to get done this bye week before departing for Minnesota, such as securing hotel rooms as well as tickets for family and friends.
Belichick told us, and I know very well, the word no is going to be your number one word this week.
I think it's just being mature about it, you know, just kind of limiting the distractions. And you got to do that all throughout the year, you know, but now it's just on the biggest scale and, you know, week if you like.
And by midweek, it was on to Philadelphia and getting ready for their Super Bowl 52 opponent.
I want to be in a comfortable spot. I mean, because when we get out there, we're not going to have as much time to meet and go over the game plan. So we want to be at a point where we're comfortable with the game plan and making sure that we're ready to go.
You know, you never want to look back on this game and you know, think if I watch a little bit more film here and there, you know, you never want to have that feeling. So putting as much preparation as we can over the next couple weeks is going to be the number one thing for us.
Devin McCourty is one of numerous Patriots to win 2 Super Bowls here in New England, but he's also one of a handful that knows what it's like to lose one too.
You don't want that confetti falling as you're walking off the field, you know, and the other teams winning. You just, it's a terrible feeling.
This Patriots and Eagles meeting will mark the 6th time in history that 2 teams will be meeting for the 2nd time in a rematch in a Super Bowl. The previous 5 times, the team that won the first game won the 2nd game 4 out of those 5 times, with only Washington and Miami splitting those 2 games. From the CBS scene for Patriots All Access, I'm Dan Roach.
All right, Dan, thank you very much for joining me now. It's Patriots corner Stephon Gilmore, AFC champs. How's that feel?
Feels great. First time being an AFC champ, so it feels great.
Take me back to that game just last week, the 4th down play, the great play that you made.
Yeah, I know they had to get that play. It was 4th and 11. It was a guy to have a situation, so kind of anticipated the route a little bit. They ran that same route on me early in the game, and I kind of anticipated it, and I just had to make the play. It was just me and him.
It was just you and him out on an island.
Yeah.
Right? And he was behind you, but you made an unbelievable play getting up in the air. Is that a timing thing? Tell me about that.
It's just one of the things, just reacting. Like I said, I anticipated the play and was able to make a great play on the ball.
You made a big jump coming to New England. Mm-hmm. What were your thoughts about coming here to begin with?
So, you know, I heard a lot of great things about the organization, and I wanted to come here, have an opportunity to win a championship. That was my goal, and that's one of the reasons why I came here.
Is it what you expected once you got here?
You know, you always expect how it's going to be, but you really never know until you actually get here and live it. And it's a grind every day, and great coaches around here that put you in position to make plays, so, and great teammates. So it's a fun organization.
Tell me about Alshon Jeffries, a receiver for the Philadelphia Eagles, who was, what, your roommate in college?
Mm-hmm.
What was that like, moving with this guy, and now you got to play against him?
Yes, it's a little, but I went against him every day in practice, one-on-ones. We was the first ones up competing against each other, so got a lot of history together, and it's going to be fun playing against him.
Will you talk to him leading up to the game?
No, I probably won't.
Won't?
Nah. I'm just too competitive to do that. Yeah, I'm too competitive. May talk to him after, but before the game, it's really all focus.
All about getting ready.
Yeah.
How's this team match up against Philadelphia, you think?
They got a good football team. Mm-hmm. They got great players, got a great defense, special teams good. So it's going to be a good matchup. It's two good teams playing against each other.
Good luck.
Thank you.
Game will be here before you know it.
Yeah, it will.
All right. Thank you. Stephon Gilmore, our guest. We'll be back with more Patriots All Access right after this.
Time now for Coffee with the Coach, brought to you by Dunkin' Donuts.
Welcome back to Patriots All Access. Sitting here down with the head coach of the New England Patriots, getting ready for Super Bowl 52. Coach, you've been involved 11 Super Bowls as a coach, 9 with the organization, 8 as the head coach of this Patriots organization. Congratulations. I mean, it's the most in NFL history. It's got to be special for you.
It is. It's great to be working at this time of year, that's for sure. You know, a lot of credit to our staff and our team. It was a great win against Jacksonville, and we really didn't play the game the way we wanted to play it through the majority of the game, but our fourth quarter was probably our best quarter of football of the year, and coaching staff made some great adjustments. Our players made some great plays, and we finished the game in a strong fashion, and that's what we need to do.
2 weeks ago, after the Tennessee game, Rob Gronkowski nicknamed Danny Amendola Danny Playoff Amendola. How much does that nickname fit? Does it fit the player?
Yeah, it sure does. I mean, whichever year you want to talk about, Danny's just got big play after big play in big games and playoff games. And so, you know, he had a lot of them offensively, and really the punt return was another one, along with the pass to Dion that was a big play. We ended up losing the ball, but it was an excellent play on Danny's part, and he's really been a high performer, a high producer for us at some of those most critical times of our season.
You and Tom are in a different category as far as AFC championship games, you know, as far as how many you've won, Super Bowls you're attending. Guys like Devlin, Slater, Solder, they're starting to stack numbers up too. But then there are the Brandon Cooks of the world, the Stephon Gilmores, you know, Dwayne Allens that you've handpicked to come help fill this roster out and be impact players. How fun was it post-game to watch those guys enjoy it and sort of prepare them for what they're going to see in a week to come?
It's very satisfying, and it's great to see players like that come onto the team, embrace the team, come from one system to a new team, and try to acclimate themselves to what we're doing, and then to see them have the success that results from that. And it's kind of gives your team a little bit of an energy that you don't really anticipate, because you think a lot of times of the leadership coming from the McCourty's and the Solders and Brady's and those kind of guys. But a lot of times that energy comes from, as you said, Cooks, Gilmore, or even going back to '04, Corey Dillon, or in 07, sure. Randy Moss, guys that had come from teams that now had a chance to go to the Super Bowl or went to the Super Bowl, and that energy level enthusiasm that they brought made a lot of other guys who saw the careers that those players had, like Corey and Randy, how excited they were because it was a chance to play for a championship. And it's interesting how that works. Yeah. It really is.
Philly's next. Just starting to get ready for them. It's going to be a challenge, right, because you really don't know much about them.
Yeah, we have a lot of work to do on Philadelphia. They're obviously a very good football team. They've played well all year long. They've been very consistent. They continue to be a top defensive team. They put up a lot of points, and obviously they had a great game against Minnesota.
We'll get more into them next week, but not the Weber question is loyalty, but special teams coordinator Joe Judge, Philly native, born there. You got to keep the room loose a little bit. Going to have them sing Fly Eagles Fly at all to the team or anything?
Yeah, I don't know if we need to hear that one, but find something to do.
Heard enough back in 04. Okay, time now for the Ace Ticket Twitter question of the week, and it comes from Joshua Paul King. Correlation between mental toughness and winning close games. How much is there a correlation between the two?
Well, mental toughness is a big part of the National Football League. There's so many good teams, so many close games, so many tough situations that you've got to be able to withstand the pressure and the the emotional part of the game to focus and make good decisions and execute your assignment. So they're definitely related.
Okay, coming up next, going to do the Bellustrator. Actually, look at plays of the week as we get ready for Super Bowl 52, maybe peek at Jacksonville.
Sure. Oh, yeah, you bet.
We'll put a bow on that one?
Yeah,
all right.
You bet.
If you want to ask the coach a question, you have to follow the team, obviously, on Twitter, @Patriots, #AskBB. Plays of the week against Jacksonville. Excited to show, put a bow on that one for you, Coach?
Yeah, absolutely. And we had him in all three phases of the game. It was good complimentary football for us, especially in the fourth quarter.
All right, great. Coach will be back later in the show. But first, more Patriots All Access back right after this.
Coming up on All Access.
Yeah. What a game. What a game.
An inside look at the celebration of the 10th conference championship in franchise history. But first, Bill Belichick reveals some of the top plays he selected from the AFC title game victory over Jacksonville.
But Scott, this is where you come into play here. So 20-17 for the kickoff, and Bon Jovi, and you really had a crowd rocking at this point.
You said get the place loud, so we flew him in. He's all excited.
You're watching Patriots All Access.
Patriots All Access is brought to you by Gillette, official shave of the New England Patriots. By the Massachusetts State Lottery. Visit a lottery retailer today for the new 5x champions ticket. And by Ace Ticket, the Patriots' official fan travel partner.
Beginning Monday, January 29th, the Patriots will launch the Not Done Network, a 24-hour video stream from Minnesota. The mission of the Not Done Network is a simple one. Bring all the excitement of Super Bowl week to Patriots fans around the world. Hosting the network will be familiar network TV faces Molly McGrath and Jay Crawford. They'll guide each day's content flow that will include in-studio guests and live reporters throughout the Twin Cities. Will be available on Patriots.com, the Patriots app, and the Patriots YouTube channel. Fans that follow the Patriots on Facebook and Twitter will be alerted when live Not Done Network content is scheduled for those platforms.
This player profile is brought to you by Pepsi, the official soft drink of the New England Patriots.
Danny Playoff Amendola. By now, every Patriots fan knows what that means. What's your favorite Dola highlight? We have 5 catches for your consideration. And we didn't include a couple of beauties, like this grab in Buffalo in his first ever Patriots game, or converting on 3rd-and-18 last Sunday on this drive that would make it a 1-score game. Here's what made the list.
Quick throw for Jaleel, setting up a screen. He's going to look to throw downfield. Amendola wide open. Makes the catch at the 18 and stride. He's gone. Touchdown, Patriots. The roof's off.
The play fake
fakes to White. He looks down the middle. He fires, and the ball is caught in the back of the end zone by Danny.
It's a catch.
Amendola! Touchdown! Patriots!
It's a catch!
He made the grab! What a catch!
2 foot!
Right
foot. Oh, my
left
God!
Left foot toe tap in the back of the end zone.
Clutch! Man! Danny! Playoff Amendola! So money on his drive!
Back to the end zone. Touchdown, New England! Brady finding his receiver, Danny Amendola!
He got life, and that's all he can ask for at this stage.
Dom takes the step, backs up, looks left, throws it for Amendola! Yep. Touchdown, Patriots!
Now we got a ball game, folks.
Dom takes the step, quick throw to Amendola, screen left. Reaches across the goal line for a score. The Patriots with a two-point conversion. It's a tie game in Super Bowl 51.
Hot boys for everybody. Give me some.
Welcome back to Patriots All Access. Time now for the plays of the week as we get ready for Super Bowl 52. Coach, some big plays in the Jacksonville AFC Championship game.
Well, this is a very tough defense to work against, and this is a flea flicker play. Last time we ran this play in the championship game against Pittsburgh last year, it was wide open for an easy touchdown to Chris Hogan. This year was a lot tougher. Here's the play fake, and Miles Jack is really the guy we're trying to get, the linebacker here. And it looks like, at this point, he's going to be in a lot of trouble because this is going to be Phil Dorsett coming across the field here. And you can see that Jack does a great job. He takes a great angle to, as soon as he recognizes the play and he sees the ball get flipped back, he just instinctively knows where to go, takes a great angle. But Tom makes a tremendous throw, and Dorsett makes a great catch. On a big play, touchdown to Danny. So this is a nice play here with, again, well designed by Josh McDaniels and the offensive staff. This is Dwayne Allen kind of running the over route, and that ties up the linebacker here, and Amendola is able to catch the ball underneath and then beat Jack and Smith into the end zone there for the touchdown. So a big play for us. Offensive line,
perfect.
Really did a good job against a very good pass rushing team. Danny, once he made the catch, just got the ball vertical, got into the end zone, and that's what you got to do against this team.
About two, where you're starting to feel it now as a team. Okay, we got a shot in this one now.
Yeah, so this is Scott. This is where you come into play here. So 20-17 for the kickoff, and Bon Jovi and you just really had a crowd rocking at this point.
You said get the place loud, so we flew him in. He's all excited.
Yep. And then so that followed. That was kind of a long timeout, and after the score. And this is Grigsby coming down here, kind of blowing up the wedge on the kickoff, and Matt Slater coming over here. And so then this play following the touchdown really put our defense in good field position on the 15-yard line after the score, and really pinned Jacksonville back. So it was a big play. It was a big momentum play that was special teams complementing the score offensively, and then playing good defense. And so after an exchange of punts in the sequence on the punt return here, so this actually ends up being a play where we force from the defensive left side. So that's Gino coming up the middle here, and Brandon King and Brandon Bolden coming off of our left side. And you can see they take the guys who are blocking them and kind of just throw them down right there in front of the kicker. So there's actually no coverage over here on this part of the field. One guy that's getting out, but Jordan Richards has him. So Danny does a nice job on the short punt and, handles the ball cleanly. And then there's the space right there. So that is a result of a great holdup and a great rush here by our front guys. And Danny picks up two first downs on the return and sets us up on the 30-yard line. So good field position play for us to go with the coverage plays. There it is on the return. And then after the touchdown and the two-minute drive, this was a big play for us. It was second and 10, and we end up getting a strip sack here from James Harrison coming off the edge.
Never saw that before.
Yeah. Glad it's not happening to us. Yeah. That's right. and Van Noy coming up the middle. So they slid the protection over to Harrison, and that created a one-on-one situation for Van Noy coming right up the middle on Yeldon. So he, you know, he gets by him. Of course, it's always good for the pass rush when there's nobody open. So we have good coverage on the downfield receivers. And when Bortles tries to step up and knock the ball off him, and you know, creates third and 19, whatever it was. That was a huge play there to get it to third and long. And then that brought up fourth and long, and really kind of the play of the game on the defensive stop here. So on fourth and 14, this is Gilmore here in the slot, and they're trying to run a route here kind of at the first down marker, wheel route on the with the back, and then the deep over, and see how Gilmore uses his help here from Devin to kind of play outside leverage, and Devin's kind of got the is on the inside part of the receiver, but as it goes vertical, then Gilmore undercuts him and is able to make a great play there on the ball on that over route.
There you go. It's a way to get off the field on defense, and then offense, you got to finish the game.
Yeah, so with Jacksonville having three timeouts, and we get down to third and 10 with a minute and 38, and they still have a timeout left here. So if they stop us on this play, they're going to get the ball back with, you know, maybe a little less than a minute and a half to go. So this is really a well-blocked play, well-executed play. Dwayne Allen comes across here in motion, and he and Nate Solder combo block Malik Jackson on the line to Telvin Smith, the off-the-line linebacker. Devlin gets the kickout block there on Gibson.
Great
and
block.
Then, yeah. And then, and Deion does a real good job of following this, the blocking there, kind of the soft spot there with the movement we get on the line of scrimmage from Tooney and David Andrews, as well as Solder and Allen at the point of attack. There's that little crease, and then he does a nice job of getting vertical, stays in bounds, and then we're able to kneel on the ball to win the game. Good team win, good contributions from all three phases.
Great stuff.
All right. I
know you got a lot to prepare for. Get ready for the Philadelphia Eagles. I'll see you out in Minnesota.
All right, sounds good, Doug.
All right, there you go. There's your plays of the week from the AFC Championship game. More of All Access right after this.
Patriots All Access is brought to you by Bank of America, official bank of the New England Patriots. By Putnam Investments, you, your advisor, and Putnam, pursuing excellence through the power of teamwork.
Welcome back to Patriots All Access, everyone. Back now with Mike Reese and Paul Perillo. How do the Patriots match up against the Philadelphia Eagles?
Yeah, it's an interesting game to me because I don't know exactly what to think of the Eagles yet, Mike. You know, and we haven't seen a lot of them this year. Most of what we did see was with Carson Wentz, and I think it's an entirely different situation with Nick Foles. Do you prepare? Well, obviously, you know, Belichick always tells you have to prepare for the other team's best. But do you prepare for what you saw in the NFC Championship game where Foles is throwing it downfield and making big plays all over the place? Or is it more about what you saw the previous week when it was a lot of check downs and field goals and defense? I think there was two entirely different games. So the Patriots are going to have a lot of work to do.
Yeah, I look at it sort of the classic matchup of unbelievable defense. And they are so disruptive defensively with that four-man rush versus, you know, the offense, which is what you want with Tom Brady. And if you believe that defense wins championships and you're a Patriots follower, that should concern you a little bit because this Philadelphia defense can control a game. So to me, that's sort of the snapshot overall view of this matchup at this point.
Let's talk about two ex-Patriots that are now Philadelphia Eagles, so LeGarrette Blount and Chris Long. Does it worry you at all that they know this football team?
It doesn't, really. I don't think that has a big factor in the game. I do think Long has been, and I thought it was interesting listening to Bill Belichick talk about him earlier in the week when, you know, sort of it was the right fit for him, and that's kind of the way free agency is supposed to work. You know, if you're a team, you're looking for a guy who might fit a specific need, and if you're a player, you want to go to a team that might have a need for your specific skill set. And I think it married the two with Chris Long. I think he's been probably a little bit more productive with the Eagles than he was with the Patriots. But what you saw in both places, Mike, was a really team-oriented guy.
Yeah, and just to build off of that, when you talk about the best fit, it's a pure 4-3. And that's where Chris Long wanted to be in, playing end in a pure 4-3. At times here with the Patriots, he was actually playing on the inside, asked to do some of the dirty work. And so he wanted to get back to something that fit him. Love this stat. Chris Long, LeGarrette Blount, only the second and third players in the history of the league to be on a Super Bowl championship team, go to a new team, and then face that team in the Super Bowl, the next year. Two good guys, I thought, brought a lot to the Patriots, and I think that's there's a lot of good feelings, good vibes when the Patriots talk about those guys.
Should there be a question mark after the name Rob Gronkowski?
You know, we're going to have to get more information, but I really don't view it that way. I think there's probably a lot of optimism. I saw some of the reports that came out in the immediate aftermath of the Jags game, and, you know, I got to think that he's going to be out there and is going to be part of it. But this is one of those things. It's a specific protocol, right,
yes,
Mike?
That's right.
You have to go through the process. I think as long as he's cleared, we're going to see him play, and I have no reason to believe that he won't be cleared.
And we're much more educated now on head trauma, concussions, and I think at this point to make a judgment is not really understanding what it's all about because these things can twist and turn. So I go from sort of a general standpoint. You have 2 weeks, you know, from when the injury happened to the game. Imagine if it was like the 2001 season when the Patriots just had the quick turn and it was 1 week for the Super Bowl. Then this would be a huge, you know, question mark to me. Let's revisit it at this time next week when we're in Minnesota having a great live show.
I give you credit. You scooped everybody with the white jerseys. They're coming in white.
Scoop, Steve.
All
wow,
white.
That's hard-hitting
white.
Stuff.
Oh, people get excited about that.
Explain why you think this is a big deal.
Okay, so they're the home team, so they get to choose what jersey they want to wear. We know what the Patriots wear when they're home. They're blue jerseys. But you think about their record under Bill Belichick and Tom Brady in the blue, you know, two losses to the Giants, I mean, that are some of the most heartbreaking Super Bowl losses in the white. Pretty good, and when they beat the Eagles back in the 2004 season, they were in white. So
why aren't you buying that?
Because I'm not really overly superstitious. When I was a player, I was superstitious, but that was a million years ago.
Right.
One thing I'll say though, I'll get back into my superstitious role.
Yes.
Bill Belichick can't wear red, right?
That's right. Don't wear that red sweatshirt.
No red hoodie.
And I can almost hear a Belichick's response if you were to ask him about this. If it was only easy, that all we had to do was put on a white shirt. You know, that's all we'd do.
It's
we
like
wouldn't have to do the practice.
You know. They run the ball 30 or more times, but why don't we just run the ball the first 30 to play?
You guys are fun. It has been a fun year. We will see you in Minnesota.
Great stuff, Steve.
Looking forward to it.
All right, thank you. That'll do it for this week's edition of Patriots All Access. We're going to leave you with sights and sounds and a celebration from their win over the Jaguars. Have a great week, everybody.
He drops to the knee on their bound for Super Bowl 52 in Minneapolis.
Come on in Foxborough in January and February.
Let's go!
Are you kidding me? Let it go, baby!
And I love winning big games.
I'm so happy. This is what a Patriot is right here.
Thank you. That feels amazing. It feels just right. It hasn't adjusted or anything.
What a game.
Kind of like disbelief right now, but I tell you what, man, we work for it.
Nice job.
Thanks.
Nice job.
You too, man.
Great game.
Yeah, I got you.
There you go.
That was a fun one, huh? Oh, my God.
Oh, man.
All that hard work.
Good job, coach.
Great job.
Great
you.
Job.
Guys played good.
Thank you. Let's
go. Nice job, boy.
Good.
Nice job. That's the way to bounce back, though.
Oh, Coach Belichick,
man.
Thank you.
Nice job, buddy.
Thank you very much. Way to go. Way to go. Way to go.
Go ahead. Go ahead. Wow. Wow.
Thank you again for the opportunity.
So you made a good, trade, huh?
Good job, baby.
Okay, man, congratulations. And so now that gives us a chance to play another one. So congratulations, we've earned it. All right, give Jacksonville credit. I mean, they're a good football team. Let's enjoy this one. We'll see you in the morning. Slate.
One more game.
How do we feel about going to Minnesota?